It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence!
Live it. Do it.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Tell Mama all.
Ooh, Cliff, you want to talk to
me?
Oh, hey, Cliff, we're here. We're on the air.
We're on the air.
Cliff, I'm sorry I've been eating waffles nonstop in Belgium.
I'm just eating waffles. Like when we were in Paris, all I ate was creme brulee. Belgium, all you're going to eat is waffles. What's the alternative? All you're going to eat is Brussels sprouts? No thanks.
When in Belgium.
Do as the Belgians do.
You eat a fucking waffle. Cliff, we are here in Belgium, as you said, and we are talking about pants today.
We are to show up at pants.
Because, you know, we thought we can't fit in pants anymore, so it's high time we did a show about it.
You know, it wasn't until you said that I realized what a touchy subject this show really is.
Well, it's been hard. You've been having to ship in pants from the Bushtown Pants Depot.
I leave old pairs that I've outgrown in every city. Mm-hmm. Barcelona, Lisbon.
It's a trail of broken pants.
Oh my God! It was the pants I was wearing at the red light district. Those were in pieces by the time we got out of there.
I have no joke. In the past 2 months, broken two zippers on my pants just exploded. They're just,
exploding.
Like, seriously, the little brads that they like zip up on had just like pulled out.
Yeah.
Just gone.
It's because the pants. That's them giving up.
Well, I'm with them.
I'm with them. I'm not against them. Kendall, when I think of pants, the number one thing that I think of, do you know what it is? Well, here it is.
Here we go.
Until 1970, it was not fashionable and sometimes against the law for women to wear pants in offices, classrooms, and restaurants.
Is it not anymore?
Believe it's not. I think they're reversing it. But back then, they changed that law.
I'm pretty sure in Bushtown it still is.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know, Mrs. Potter, whatever turn, she sometimes wears one of those elegant floral pants suits to church.
She does. She looks lovely.
She coordinates it with the flowers on her hat.
You know, it would be remiss of me if I didn't give a little history on why they're called pants.
You know what I was thinking to myself?
What's the history of pants?
I thought to myself, is Kendall going to be fucking remiss?
No.
And not tell us the history of pants?
Because you know me better than that. But the term is derived from
you're
one.
You're so much a part of me. I'm done.
Okay. It's derived from one Saint Pantaloon.
You're kidding.
No, the saint, he originally was a 3rd century Christian doctor condemned by the Romans, who then needed 7 attempts to accomplish his execution, Cliff. It's just like us. We're so fat, it would take 7 attempts. He was given
There's not enough lethal injected.
No, there's not. It's all expired for us. It was given all lion upon the canonization of his light of his bravery and general reluctance to actually die. And a commedia dell'arte character wore breeches in a flouncy from waist to knees and was named Pantaloon as an ironic, snarky nod to the saint. And, of course, in America, we can't be burdened to say Pantaloon. We just said pants.
We can't understand sarcasm. And so...
I can't.
I can't. You think I can? No way!
I didn't think you could.
All right. Glad that we got that.
Jesus, I just busted like that.
Boys, aren't you enjoying this view of this impressive historical monument at your booth is parked right beside?
Well, I've always loved the statue since I was a little kid. I thought it was hilarious when I was a kid.
Did you know of this statue before we got to Belgium?
You've never seen that before?
No.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, like, the little boy peeing in the fountain. I think we had a little, a little statue when we found at a yard sale or something. Oh. Like that water would actually go through.
Oh my lord! Yeah. Oh no, I didn't know you had such a deep connection to this peeing boy statue.
Well, yeah.
It's a statue.
I didn't know it was called mannequin piss.
It's called mannequin piss. And it really is. Look it up.
Look it up. Google it.
What is it? Gold or bronze or?
It's
a golden bronzy
gold
color.
That's aged over time. It's more of an anodized bronze.
Yeah, that's what I called it. And that's why you said that, because I called it that earlier. But anyway, I'm loving the view. I'm not one to, you know, Google things like peeing young boy statues.
Yeah,
so.
I've tried to Google things. It's inappropriate. I can't do it anymore.
How dare you won't be catching me Googling anything. Oh,
I don't,
no.
Oh,
it doesn't sound proper
dear,
to
you
me.
You're not allowed to Google,
oh,
dear.
Oh, no.
We tried to turn the safe thing off, dear. We just messed it all up.
Oh, I won't make that mistake again, Bob.
Oh, my goodness. Well, dear, look at these wonderful new pair of pants I just got over at the Belgium Pants Depot.
Oh, my God. I gotta get over there.
Oh, dear, don't bother, dear. They're small European sizes, dear. It has nothing to do with you. Oh, sorry.
God. It's all wet. It's okay.
I'll go get some. Oh, no, dear. Neither of you should try.
Well, I think that they look good. I think they make you look...
Oh, well, thank you,
like
dear.
Like one of those smart... cosmopolitan women like you.
That's what I was going for.
Oh dear, I find them so becoming on you, dear.
Oh,
you're looking so lovely.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
Oh my.
Oh, you look wonderful. Oh,
isn't she stunning, Bob?
Oh, she is. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Bottom. She is stunning, but I'm being distracted by Charles back there at the fountain.
Oh no.
Charles, what are you doing?
Oh,
Charles, no, that is not a public toilet. Charles, get him out of here.
Do not make me stop you in public, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hopefully they're dragging him all away.
We're going for trying to get kicked out of every country we visit.
Did you see how forcefully they pulled him away from that?
It pushed the bowels right out of Mr. Sodfather.
I don't know if that's worse than Charles peeing in it.
He's being drug away. Cliff, so have you seen any sights since you've been here in Belgium?
Well, the Belgian sights that I've seen, it's not a question of have I seen any sights, Kendall. It's a question of are there any sights that I've not seen?
Well, good. I'm glad that you got out and saw some places.
I'm glad I cleared that up for you.
Good.
No, I mean, the mannequin piss is the number one thing to come see here. Uh-huh. In Belgium, aside from the waffles, there's a little waffle seller over there you can get one from.
No, he sold out now.
I went to the Belgian Comic Strip Center.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you went there.
I did go there. I went there on the day that I knocked on your door of the motel, the Belgian Motel 9. And I don't know, I heard some kind of static from the TV.
When you were yelling at me, don't go there, I thought you told me you want me to go.
I was trying to tell you what segments to prepare for a show a few weeks from now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But, well, anyway, I don't know what you were doing in there. But I went to the Comic Strip Center, and it was really fun. Now, a lot of them were in French and Dutch and other languages.
German.
But I enjoy looking at, you know, I like comics.
The pictures.
And, you know, Tintin, the Smurfs, what's not to love?
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you had a good time there.
I was mad that I did buy a shirt, and I guess it's weird. They're weird European sizes.
Yes.
It's what it is. Oh my God.
Nothing fits here.
It did not fit at all.
So just a quit.
I gave it to Fonky.
Oh, did she love it?
She loved it. It swallowed her whole. She and Opie actually got in it together. They slept under it like a tent.
They constructed a living room. It was wonderful.
It was, yeah. You know how we used to sit in like a refrigerator box?
Yes.
It was like that for them.
Oh, gotcha. No, I do want to
And in that way, it paid for itself.
It provided shelter for the family. Now, to clear up the Motel 6, Cliff, have you ever tried to make a cake in a microwave in the motel? It's hard. It's
no, and I can't understand the microwave directions. I was trying to pop some popcorn. I said it for 30 minutes. I thought maybe it was like a low thing. I fell asleep. It was smoking. I wake up, somebody's got an axe
it's
coming through
the door.
It's
hard to live on the road. It's hard.
On the road again.
Now, Cliff, I went to this place called Mini Europe. I don't know if you...
I thought you were going to say Mini Ha Ha.
No, it's a mini Europe, which is
that where they have the little dollhouses and little bitty thingies?
It's a theme park here in Brussels, and I got terrified. I was like, have I gotten this fat? Or have all these buildings gotten that small? And thankfully, it was the latter.
A little bit of each.
A little bit of both. Yeah, it's when I left the place, and I thought, these buildings don't look that much bigger. it was fun. It was beautiful.
Wouldn't you love to just drink that stuff like Alice in Wonderland? Drink this, you get a little bit smaller.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I would
bring me a jug, a 5-gallon bucket.
Probably if we drank like that green juice every day, that would happen. But that's yucky. Ugh.
Yeah, that is what that drink must have been. You just have to do it for a while.
You just have to do it for a while. It was more of a metaphor.
It was sped up in the show, in the movie.
It was just a movie, folks. It wasn't a treatise on how to live
just
your life.
Just a movie.
Kendall, now, the Atomium. We went there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant plutonium.
We went there because, you know, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, she's been traveling the world telling the gospel about
spreading
rye.
Spreading her rye seed everywhere.
The good news of the rye.
And good news.
And she, you know, was here in Brussels. They thought it sounded like a great idea. So right outside the Atomium, which is it's like a big sculpture thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it's really, it reminds me of like a science molecules.
It is. It's a molecule. Mm-hmm. It's an iron molecule blown up 165 million times. These are just facts, guys.
And it has a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's 9 spheres.
And now it has rye growing right underneath it.
I'm pretty sure they're going to cultivate that rye for dishes there in the restaurant.
I'm sure that they will. I hope that they make like a rye molecule thing near it somewhere. Like for maybe for the kids to play on.
I think it'd be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be
a
great?
A big plastic rye
sculpture. Oh, that would be wonderful.
listening to you. Hey, we should make about the rye, dear.
Oh, yes, we should make a donation.
Oh, that was
to make that playground
idea.
Come true for the children.
That is an excellent idea. We call the Butter Churn Center for the Rye Sculptures.
Oh, well, whatever you say, dear.
We'll work on the title.
Yes, we'll get a team on that one.
Well, I think you did a wonderful job at your rye speech the other day, Mr.
I loved it. You know,
thank you, boys.
Every time I think I know where you're going, you go somewhere else.
Well, I want to keep it fresh.
You want to keep it for yourself as much as anybody else.
When you're speaking at the Grand Palace, you don't want to talk about something that you've talked about in 12 other cities, dear. Someone might Google that.
Well, what I love about your rye speeches is every single one you make it from the heart. And it's just people relate to it. You got them to plant rye all over the world, and it's just because they relate to you, and they, you know, they see the common humanity in us all.
Well, thank you for that.
Just saying.
And I love all you come up with so many rye puns.
A little too late, Kendall.
Okay.
Go on there.
We're running out of time.
All right.
Oh, Buzz, bring it on with the show, Buzz.
That's quite right, dear. We'll leave you alone. We'll let you get back to the show. You're doing such a wonderful job.
Oh, dear. Oh, it seems Crockpot has dropped my bowel medicine into the
pot. Oh, no.
Crockpot, fish that out of the...
All right.
Crockpot, please. What have I told you about the bowel medication? Okay.
All right, well, they are right in that we have to get on with the show.
We do. We've been talking about atoniums and rye.
They just started making more waffles right over
there. Oh, we better get on. I got to take a break soon. So, get me another waffle for the gong.
What I want to do...
No, I told you I don't want to do that anymore.
That was it. Now, what I want to do is I want to introduce a brand new segment.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
That's a spinoff of other segments.
Our segments just can't be contained within one.
They can't. It's like, you know, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, this is a segment called Are You Singing to Me?
You singing to me?
Are you singing to me? So this is we're singing songs from musicals, and unlike songs you should know, we don't have to guess the title of the song. We're trying to guess the musical that the song came from, and I'm never going to explain that again, so I hope you got it.
I'll do it.
All right.
Somebody's got to do it.
All right, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Are you singing to me?
Nah, I'm trying to make them a little harder for you, Cliff.
Okay.
Now you'll get them all, but I'm going to try.
We'll see.
There's one more angel in heaven. There's one more star in the sky. Joseph, the things that you stood for, like love and peace, never die.
The Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yeah. Oh, good.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I'm glad Joseph's name was in the song.
I know. I questioned whether I should give you that.
Questioning. All right, here we go, Kendall. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think,
sure,
she's got everything.
We were right on cue with all of that. That was, of course, the Disney movie first and Broadway musical second.
Oh.
Howard Ashman and Alan Menken written.
All right, you can just say the title.
Okay, Part of Your World.
Little Don't make me regret coining this segment.
Oh, you're going to regret it. All right. I couldn't sleep. I took a Somanex. But voices in my head kept saying, go to Seymour, talk to Seymour. I drank some tea, but gee, the feeling wasn't gone.
Oh, it must be the Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, see, all these names I'm putting in there.
I'm so glad.
Seymour, sweetheart, tell me, darling, what's been going on?
And I do appreciate your choosing of deep cuts.
I tried.
Thank you.
I tried.
Thank you. I went a little broader. It's the first
well,
big hit.
You knew I needed the
That's all right. It's a hey, no, now I know. You could do some deep cuts too.
Okay.
All right. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Is that Funny Girl?
Yes. Unless I'm singing it, then it's Funny Boy.
Oh.
Oh, Funny Boy. Whoa.
I just felt like the appropriate thing to say. Whoa. All right, Cliff.
Go with your gut, Kendall.
There's no names in this one. There's a fine, fine line.
Oh, Avenue who?
Between a lover.
And a friend. It is Avenue Q.
Right. Avenue who?
Avenue who? All right, here we go. Seasons may change, winter to spring, but I'll love you until the end of time. Come what may, I will love you until my dying day. No, Belgium, it's not Michael Bublé. I'm not Josh Groban, so put your autograph books away. Just me, Cliff.
I know the song, and I know the musical, but I can't. It's not coming to me.
Well, it's not you, Kendall. It's not Moulin Huge. It's Moulin Rouge.
Tricky. And I gotta take a break so I can go get one of those deep Belgian waffles over
here. All right, last thing, really quick, Kendall.
Oh,
anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I'm just saying that. That's not part of the game. All right, I'm...
Cliff, get your waffle. We'll be right back after this.
You? Don't worry. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
He did it again. Caused trouble. Hurt someone's feelings. Yet he didn't want to do it. Yes, troublesome people are often people in trouble. They may be mentally ill. Find out how you can help. Write Better Mental Health, Box 3000, New York 1, New York.
Did someone say blubber? Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall,
we're
back.
We're talking about pants.
And we're an internet talk show / radio filler program back in Busheltown, KBSH Route 99.
We got our tight pants on because every pair is a pair.
Ooh. Oh, that was that waffle.
Smells like Brussels in here now.
That was the waffle from the break.
Well, mine didn't smell like that.
It didn't go down. You just wait till it comes back up.
No, I ate it slowly and savored it.
Oh, I ate it so slow. You love it.
Cliff, did you know that by the Middle Ages in Europe,
yeah,
women were wearing dresses and men were wearing breeches?
You are kidding me.
All the way back to the Middle Ages.
Damn, Kendall, that just reminds me that in the 4th century, women in the Western world wore pants, which they adapted from the Persians, which at that time, pants were considered unmanly. Don't you wish you'd go back to that? Don't you think we would be so...
Because we're... Boomos.
We're... you and me, we're so sweaty. Mm-hmm. Don't you think we'd be a little bit less sweaty if we just let it all hang out down there in a skirt?
I know, yes. If I wore a dress, they'd be like, oh, it's so big of you to wear a dress. I'm like, no, I'm just fat and I'm sweaty and I need some air to go through there.
Yeah.
I need some air through there.
What really we need to do is patent like little electric fans that go fix onto like your ankles and just blow up into the crotch.
They're little like, what is it, like the prison belts that go on your ankles, but they're fans.
But they're fans.
Blow cold air up.
Oh, know? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, we get on it.
Get on it.
Get Charles right on it. We'll be electrocuted.
Get on it.
Where did he go anyway?
Get on it. I don't know. He's probably still
as long as he's not in the
trying to pee fountain. And something.
Wait, what is... Oh, my God. Now, Mr. Somebody's in the fountain.
Why are his pants legs all rolled up?
Oh, my God. He's collecting coins. Justin, he cannot know that's a...
You shouldn't be in there. Didn't you just poop in there?
And Charles peed in there, too, Mr. Snowball.
Oh, there's lots of collectible coins in this...
It doesn't filter that fast.
Oh, dear. Bring me a plastic bag.
Oh, dear, what are you doing?
Mannequin he pissed. Just stepped right under the little boy peeing.
Oh, he's soaking wet.
Soaking
wonderful.
Wet.
Wonderful. I hope she brought a change of clothes.
You know
yep,
she
they
did.
Are on her purse.
You know she did. There
she
they
is
go.
So thoughtful.
And he's changing right there.
Somebody please right. Get him a change of room.
All right.
Cliff, you know our favorite part of the job around here.
Helping people.
It's helping people. We have done so little to help ourselves, but at least we try to help the listeners. And today is going to be no different. We've
it's
got
not.
Some letters.
Amen.
You've got questions.
We've got letters.
We've got stuff.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
I couldn't even remember. I was like, something.
Some all right. Dear something.
Sorry, I was so distracted trying to get my stuff together over here.
Someone.
Okay. I don't know why we don't pre-open
this. I like it being completely spontaneous.
This shows that we don't know what's coming.
We have no idea what's in these letters.
All right, Cliff, do you want to start us off?
Okay, we just opened our letters at the same time.
Well, I'm not going to look at mine. I'm going to back up. I won't read it.
I want you to put it...
I'll sit on it.
All right, sit on
nobody
it.
Nobody will get there.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, my husband and I have an amazing relationship. We work similar jobs in the same company. We sometimes go to joint meetings, but when we do, he always acts awkward, like he didn't even know me. Cliff and Kendall, I understand that we have to behave professionally, but not as if we don't know each other. Good Lord! Cliff and Kendall, recently, we were leaving a meeting and no one was around. I was going to give him a loving peck on the lips to say bye-bye, and he turned away as if he wanted nothing to do with me. What's the proper etiquette when spouses work together and that's signed Baffled in Busheltown? Look, Kendall, I would throw to you, but they used the word etiquette.
I know. You know who's got to come in.
Come on in. Come on, we got a letter.
Oh, here, I'm coming. Here, I have something about etiquette here. I'm on my way.
Good luck, dear.
Oh, thank you, Daffodil. So, dears, what was this question about etiquette?
It was... What was it again?
Well, just to sum it up.
You sum it up.
It was about workplace etiquette. If a husband and wife are working together, or our listeners written in, and she said that they... you know, her husband barely talks to her, looks at her at work, and won't even take a kiss, a peck on the cheek when nobody's around. So what are you going to tell her?
What do they do? What's their etiquette?
Well, dear, it's very important, you know, based on the workplace you're in, dear. It's very different according to different workplaces. Of course, here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, things are a little lax at KBSH, and you know, Mr. Snodbottom is the producer, dear, so we have a little bit more of an open relationship.
Well, yeah, but you...
But we're not doing anything around when people are around, dear. Of course, I mean, what I mean, dear, is we're not kissing in front of executives that come around and things like that, dear. That's a very improper etiquette.
And Cicely Ticonderoga did drive by the studio annex that one day. Oh, so that, I guess yes. That does count as this executive coming.
Well, by. Dear, you know, I mean the ones that come to try to save the show every couple of years that we have to put on the big extravaganzas, you know.
Speaking of which, I think we need to try that again. Like, we got to get out of here. Let's go back to New York.
Well, we're working on it, dear. Mr. Stubbottom has many meetings coming in, and whenever they come, no kissing, dear. So,
all right.
If you work in a very uptight, you know, workplace, dear, it's best to keep it quiet, dear, but, you know, it use your discretion depending on where you work. I hope that helps, dear.
I think you solved their problem. Helping.
Well, thank you always for coming in and helping
yes,
out.
Yes, thank you. So I'm going to add a tally to the problem solved, Shark.
Oh, thank you, dear. I need to get a little clipping,
there it is.
Right there on our glass booth. All right.
Yeah, I think we should start. That's the traveling problem solved.
traveling problem solved.
Traveling.
All right, Cliff. Let's see what I got for us.
Look at her. She's wringing out Mr. Snowbottom's all wet
How
suit.
Lovely. I'm pretty sure that's not workplace etiquette. All right. Dear Cliff Kendall.
All right.
I have an issue with my father, and I don't know where to turn.
I've got issues.
My dad is in his early 80s. Whoa, he does that all the time.
Oh, no, sorry.
And aside from his poor eyesight and belches in my face, he's in good health. I added that last part. I'm concerned because he has developed an unusual habit. He likes to look through the dumpsters behind the grocery store. Initially, he told me it was to get old produce for compost in his garden, but I have learned that he eats some of the things he finds. I've tried telling him that this is dangerous. He could cut himself digging through the trash or get food poisoning. He refuses to listen and insists that what he's doing is safe, and he is not forced to do this out of economic necessity. He has enough money to buy groceries, but the situation has become critical because he is now planning to cook something he found in the dumpster for a family gathering. I've told him not to do it, and if he does prepare food from the trash, I told him we must let people know where it came from so they can make an informed decision about whether to eat it. Cliffington, please tell him to stop. And that sign grossed out. Cliff, well, what are you going to tell her?
He's in his 80s. He's lived this long eating garbage food.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, when you go to his house, say, hey, by the way, is this from the garbage?
And just a polite little ask.
And if he's like, yeah, then just spit it back in your napkin.
You know, my parents both grew up around the Depression.
I was going to say, that sounds like what Kendall would do.
I was gonna say me,
yeah.
But I was gonna say I would not put it past my father or my mother was just while doing that same thing. So, yeah, just politely ask and donate it if you don't want to.
Here's another for the tote board.
Good. All Careful, right. And hey, the glass is gonna break. Through.
Well, the duct tape's holding.
I know, but not for long.
Hold on for one more day.
All right, Cliff. We have had so much fun in this episode. And there's more to come.
Hold on for one more day. Don't think the fun's over.
Hold on for one more segment. It's host match, Cliff.
Break free from the chain.
From your pants.
Oh, Kendall, we're both carny.
Isn't one of the best things at the end of the day when you can unpeel those tight pants and just relax and you're not... Because doesn't it feel like the older and fatter we get, we should feel like I'm putting on like saran wrap. That is like cutting my circulation off.
It's awful. Every day after we get... back to the motel or to the campsite or wherever, from a long day of like traveling or sightseeing or show doing or whatever, I immediately am in my underwear.
We know.
Try.
We know.
Kendall, right. This is a this is a segment called Host Match, where we try to match. The hosts attempt to match.
Love it.
All right. A lot of our segments are very similar, but this one's called Host Match.
Yes.
All right, here we go, Kendall. I want to start out with this one.
Let's go.
All right, the polar bear said to the seal, "You may be cuter, but I've got a bigger blank."
Iceberg.
Brain. Oh.
Because he's floating on an iceberg.
Oh.
Not a match.
No match. All right, Kendall. Thrifty Theo.
How thrifty was he?
Damn thrifty. Kendall, he always had change for a dollar because he kept spare change behind his blank.
Butt crack.
Glass eye.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I was like, where else than your ear? I tried to think of something.
Yeah, I knew you would think of ear.
Well, that's why I didn't say
and
it.
And then discard it. That's as far as I got. I didn't know what you come up with that.
The eyes have it. Okay.
Kendall, the last batch of the Keebler Elves cookies didn't taste so good. It's probably because a blank died in their tree.
But I ate it anyway.
That goes without saying.
Yeah,
a blank died in the Keebler Elves tree.
Okay.
A skunk. No. Oh, shit. Is it all the waffles? Are we too waffle-filled?
I think so. I thought you were asking if it was all the waffles. I was like, no, I think they have some more over there.
Well, that's good to hear, too. Kendall the Jolly Green Giant's girlfriend got mad when he got drunk and stepped on her blank.
Okay.
Her dildo. Mother.
Oh. Same thing.
Same thing. Kendall, finally.
Finally. This is fine. We got a match.
Sorry, listeners. Sorry, Belgium.
I want this to go on forever.
Stupid Stuart was so... Was he? He was so stupid.
We know!
Well, he was. Yes, and that's how stupid he was. So stupid. He lost his vacuum cleaner.
Stupid!
So he tried to use blank to pick up all the crumbs from his floor.
Okay. His tongue. But how are you going to pick up crumbs with your butt cheek when that's when you're storing all your spare change?
Touche.
Touche.
Well, he's a waffle.
I have had
that.
So much fun today. You're in the piss mannequin statue.
The time of my life.
Take me right back to childhood.
Mannequin piss. If you ever come to Brussels, don't miss it.
Sounds like a fancy cologne.
Mannequin piss by Calvin Klein. Kendall.
Yes.
It's sad.
It's so... Is it sad?
Sad.
Waffles are all gone over there, I think.
Waffles are gone. Time to leave Brussels behind.
We barely knew you.
Brussels, we barely knew ye.
Ye. Oh. Now they're asking us to leave. But sometimes life seems like a dream.
We're on the way.
Especially when I look down and see that I forgot to put on my pants.
Ooh.
And that was Jack Handy.
Jack Handy. Kendall, do not fear facing people without your pants. The world is dirtier than your underwear. And that was said by M.F. Moonsashir.
Well, with a name like Moonsashir,
you know what he says has to be true. Mm-hmm. And I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you somewhere else next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pants, pants, pants.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Get up, 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 get up